Rockies.
At Rockies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, and we have a question about Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we still have more pictures to kind of go through, yeah, or does, yeah, that kind of wrap up what you had?
How are you guys doing for time? We're taking a lot of your time.
That's fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No problem. I gotta tell you, the day that we drove by there last November, I think it was, at the beginning of the month, when they really, I mean, they were taking the building down. B building was gone already in that. I just went, oh my gosh! And I had tears in my eyes at that point. Now, that's the gym in the activity building. Yeah. Yeah. We saw it about like that.
About like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's your pool over there. Yeah, if you want to click on some of those pictures, I can talk about it.
So there is the gym, or the pool.
Yes, that's the pool.
So towards the end, was that still open or was closed?
It was open.
It was open.
We had two activity therapy aides, ATAs, they're paraprofessionals, and they also were certified lifeguards. Mm-hmm. So we could not open up the pool to the patients unless one of them were on duty. And they, when a patient was coming for swimming the first time, they had to have a doctor's order, and then they would do an evaluation of the patient's swimming abilities to determine whether they had to stay in the shallow end or if they could stay or go into the deep end.
Now, this was the old powerhouse, mm-hmm, which is gone. That was actually the first thing we took down.
That's what I thought I had heard.
It was dangerous. Oh, my gosh.
I bet.
So that was an operation at all while you were there?
No.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what provided the heat.
Yeah.
Real.
If this is too distressing, tell me and I'll stop.
No, it's okay. I know the building needed constant maintenance. There.
I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is.
It's not an issue, is it?
No. That's whoops.
Oh, was that the other gym?
Yes. Don't you love the floor?
So that's the other gym.
Sorry?
That's the other gym.
That's the other gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's at C building.
C building. Okay. The one we didn't even know about.
I never realized that was there. Yeah.
Love the
talk about
warp
floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, you can tell there's water leaks.
There's jump in.
Yeah. The mogul hills.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The glass is half full. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. The next one, I think, was the cafeteria. There. That's the cafeteria that was in C building.
Cafeteria in C building.
Mm-hmm. And the gym's on just on the other side of that wall.
Okay.
We did dances in that gym.
Maybe these are just before the tear down. No, wait, that's still there.
The C building is still there.
That's still there, so these are taken in maybe...
Well, there's one of the pool tables.
Yeah.
Well after. So these weren't taken in 2003.
No. Mm-hmm. These aren't mine. These are just on the internet.
Yeah, so who knows when these were taken.
So what
you've had so many people go through that place over the years.
Who knows when these were taken.
These are like theater seats.
Yeah, they are, but I don't
They're facing back to back. It looks like they moved.
Yeah, moved.
Yeah, they moved.
Don't remember the strike?
Was there a theater in C building at one point? Any kind of a theater?
No, just the auditorium. We used that to show movies, too.
Okay, so there was an auditorium type in
the
B and C?
No, it was in A building.
In A building.
Oh. Right, just before...
Just before
you went through the breezeway to go into B building.
Yeah. So was this a common room of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, single bed. Were all the rooms single bedrooms?
No. Most of them were four bed dorms.
Ah, okay. And so when you used it, because you throughout have said the term unit, did you mean, when you said unit, you meant a four bedroom generally?
No. A unit was the collection of rooms.
Oh,
with the nursing station and medication rooms and day rooms and things like that. And then we referred to them as dorms for the bedrooms.
Okay.
So this might have been a four.
That looks like it was, yeah.
So they'd have this four-bedroom room, and then would they have a bathroom, or was it all a bathroom for the whole unit?
It was community bathrooms.
Community bathrooms for the whole unit.
Yeah.
So patients were, if a patient needed to go to the bathroom, he or she was allowed to go out into the hall and down
to
the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. They weren't restricted from going out in the hall. In fact, we encouraged them not to be in their bedrooms. And for a period of time, their rooms were locked during treatment times, group times, so that they could not go in there. Mm-hmm. Instead, yes, exactly.
They had to go to treatment.
Instead, they went to treatment. Boy, it's rough shape.
Mm. Well, some of the outbuildings were starting to fall apart.
I'm not surprised.
So the bricks have all fallen off of there?
No, with no maintenance.
So this would have been MNO, I think.
Okay.
Which were the young adults?
Young adults.
And there was a basketball.
Yeah. Oh, the bowling alley.
The bowling alley.
Yeah, we knew
it's kind of fallen apart.
Yeah.
And patience.
I had a friend that ran a bowling alley, and he...
He helped
fix the machines.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we had a contract with him so that when it needed major repair, he taught...
He was a full-blown mechanic.
Yeah. Oh. And he taught one of my staff to do some simple stuff, like when the ball got stuck or if the pins wouldn't drop or something like that. Patients loved bowling.
Really?
Yes.
We actually had the bowling ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's some story attached to it. I think it's gone.
I think the bowling ball is gone now.
Oh. Yeah.
There's the return.
Mm-hmm. We taught the patients how to keep score.
Yeah. Boy, they're one up on me.
Oh. Well, now you don't have to do it with automatic scores.
Yeah. The auditorium.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So now this is the auditorium.
In the rec building.
In the... I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Is it?
Because these panels were brick in the little...
Oh, that's right.
In the little movie theater chapel.
Yeah.
With the little sculptures on
them. Yeah, I think there was, what was it, about 750 seats in the auditorium?
Yeah.
It was very big. And then, of course, the pool.
Yeah, we had a question about the small theater in A building.
Okay.
There was a chapel in A building
that was right next to the auditorium.
Okay.
Which is where we would also show movies. We had a big movie screen there.
But there were some things on the walls and the sides of that were
inspirational messages.
Okay.
Peace, love.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was wondering, did there used to be sculptures there that you could remember? Because that would have been the chapel, so maybe they had some.
You're showing us pictures.
You know, I wasn't in the chapel very much.
It wouldn't be on this.
No. I looked.
Okay. So she's not sure on that. No. She wasn't in the chapel much.
That's the big joke.
Right.
So when we're talking about all of these facilities and things that they had offered, would you say up until the end, most all of them were still used? They were able to keep those operations going?
They tried to keep it,
So everything still got pretty much used, the pool,
everything?
Mm-hmm.
Until you left, at least. And
right.
Then after.
Well, I was gone 2 months, and then it closed.
Then it closed right after.
Yeah. This was the hall. Yeah. I think this was the hall in front of the auditorium, looking out into the courtyard. The recreation building.
Recreation building. Mm-hmm.
And there was something special about the garden in the courtyard.
When the patients had their break, in the morning or afternoon session, they were able to go out there. I wanted to
That's not the garden they took care of, though, as part of their therapy.
No.
This was different.
This is what it looked like.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
And the patients did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The patients kept this up.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's okay with you, we would like to copy your photos.
Yeah, that would be fine. Here's some pictures of the front of the building with the garden. Yeah. Mm. They had two round circles in front of the building, and the patients maintained those.
They maintained those.
Yeah.
And it looks like there was a picnic table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in front of the Work Activity Center, they had installed, looks like a bus stop, It was a smoking shelter for the patients. You know, at one point when the governor put the law in that you couldn't smoke in public buildings, well, because the hospital's a public building, mm-hmm. patients couldn't smoke. That was
a real big problem.
Tough thing, because patients or persons with mental illness typically smoke a lot, mm-hmm. and they weren't allowed to smoke inside, and then eventually they couldn't smoke outside either. Mm-hmm. And so this was in front of the Work Activity Center. They had fix that up. Oh, these were also in the courtyard.
And now the Work Activity Center is different than?
Yes, it's a separate building. It's where, actually it was where the warehouse was for the hospital, where things came in at.
Yes.
And they were on the bottom floor, and the Work Activity Center was on the second floor.
Right.
Right.
That sounds right. Those big refrigerator doors, they were at the lower level.
Yeah, the lower level. Okay.
Is this a community bathroom?
I think that was... yes, it was. They had a separate room on the unit that had a bathtub for, in this case, two bathtubs.
When we took our tour through it, I don't think I was hallucinating. I thought I saw a red bathtub. Did you ever?
I don't recall a red bathtub.
Who's wondering if it had special meaning?
Make a suggestion to you.
Uh-huh.
You know where they are, where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
But I would suggest on the back of each one of those you put NRPH,
Northfield
Regional Psychiatric Hospital.
Sure.
Spending all my career in archives.
Okay.
A little more identification.
Okay. Will do.
The more the better, right?
More the better.
Yes.
This was the courtroom.
But not having to write all those four words out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the courtroom,
okay.
How did that work?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the majority of the patients were court committed. So there was a court order that they were to receive treatment. And at one point, I guess for a pretty lengthy period of time, we might have 20 admissions in the course of a day. Mm. And the patients would come in because they had been petitioned for treatment, and then after a brief period of time, they would go to probate court. Well, probate court was in downtown Detroit, and it was quite a chore to be able to get the staffing together to accompany all these patients that were going down. So eventually, a probate court was set up right in the hospital, and it was in B building up on the second floor. And one of the probate court judges would come out and preside, and that's how that was handled.
It was more a convenience issue than anything mm-hmm. else.
Right.
Yes.
And then eventually they no longer had the court there, and the patients had to go back to going downtown. But at that time, our census was much, much less. Because when the hospital started closing, I think we were 250 patients. And there were fewer patients that had to be transported, so it was a lot easier. That used to be the medical records department. There's the auditorium.
There's the auditorium, and there's the artwork on the wall.
Okay.
Missing artwork.
Missing artwork. Yes, I think they were religious symbols. No. Well, I'm not. I don't remember. Sculptures. Yeah. In the stained glass windows.
This is the auditorium in
A building.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Okay.
And it had a balcony on it that you access from the hallway up on the second floor.
Yeah, okay, so that's one of the stained glass windows.
Yes.
Almost the stained glass windows. I'm saying that more loudly for more than anything.
Okay.
So chapel /
no.
No. They were next to each other.
They were next. On the other side of those blue windows was the chapel.
Okay.
And I don't know what that is.
Isn't that an interesting...
Yes, it is.
There must have been a chandelier or a light fixture of some sort?
I have no idea.
Huh.
That's one of the courtyards.
The courtyard
in
within
C
the
building.
C building. Right.
Mm-hmm. See the upper part? You see an awning,
mm-hmm.
The green awning. Okay, patients had access to that area with staff supervision. And
so that was like a little balcony?
Mm-hmm. It's good size. In fact, I have pictures of that, too. We did. And the patients, again, did that every spring, maintained it.
In better days.
In better days.
Yes.
There was a lot of good things that happened at that hospital.
Yeah. I'm sure there were.
A good picture.
Yes. Excellent pictures.
There's that. Yep. These are very good pictures.
Okay. A shower.
A mural.
It was.
Ducks.
I think that was on the fourth or fifth floor. One of the short units that came out the north end in
north,
A building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And looking down a hall, one of the units.
Nurse's station.
Mm-hmm.
They left a lot of stuff. I mean, the wheelchairs just sitting
there. I know.
There.
Yeah.
There were walkers. There were laundry carts. There were...
Everything.
Everything.
There were supplies. All kinds of supplies in there.
So there was some sort of... Must have been a... We got to be gone by this date. Whatever you...
Pretty much.
Whatever you took, you took. You didn't. You left it.
Yeah.
We just walked away from it.
Yeah. Can you go back to that nursing station picture? That was in A building.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was on all of the units.
So a nurse could look up and down the hallway without coming out from behind the counter.
Right. The nursing stations used to be further down. They were small rooms. They were closed in. They had screens on them. And they were that way throughout the hospital. And then in one of the renovations that they did, the environmental scheme of things, they said that it looked more welcoming if it wasn't closed in.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the nursing stations larger. In some cases, they moved them, and they removed all the screens. In A building, you could get into the nursing station. You can see a door there. You could get in from the hallway. You could also access the nursing station from the hall that was outside the door that enters into the unit. And And the windows there that are across, that was one of the day rooms.
Oh. Okay, so they could see.
Yeah.
There was a big discussion in one of our presentations about fences.
Oh, yeah.
That they didn't want a fence.
No, because it wasn't a prison.
It wasn't a prison. And eventually they put in the living fence.
Yes, I think that was some legislator's idea of the living fence where half the bushes died. Now, I have to say that in the later years, just before the hospital was torn down, it worked. I mean, you couldn't see. Nobody could cut through there. But they were rose bushes, yes. And half of them died the first year.
So let me ask my Rockies question.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably Charlie's.
Yes, Northville Charlie.
Northville Charlie. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Urban legend. A patient walked away, mm-hmm. walked across the street, mm-hmm. was standing in front of the door at Rockies. An African-American person,
mm-hmm.
and a car pulled up with a couple, elderly couple in it, a Cadillac, and the guy got out, looked over the African-American person, handed him his keys, said, park the car. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I haven't, but you know what? Could be true.
So did patients wander off at the rate they kind of...
I saw some numbers, and I thought that was kind of high, but yes, patients did walk away. Mm-hmm. I mean, they...
Because there was no fences.
There were no fences. Yeah. You know, again, the mental health code said that you treat them in the least restrictive environment, and the same thing happened when you were inside a facility, that if you could handle the responsibility of increased freedom, you had what we called activity cards. And we had a system. There were different colors, and they allowed you a certain degree of movement on the property. And you had, if you went to programs, you had a certain color card. It allowed you to get from your unit to the program area with staff supervision. If you could handle more responsibility, then you got the card to go from the program or from the unit to the program area and back without supervision. And then if you could handle even more responsibility, we had certain periods of time during the day where you could go off the unit. You weren't scheduled for programming at that time. You could be on the grounds. And as long as you stayed out of the restricted areas, that was okay. And that's sometimes where people took liberties. Or there were always, you know, not always, but every once in a while, a patient who saw an opportunity to run, and they did.
You got a runner.
You got a runner, exactly.
One of my friends was the third or fourth house in the new subdivision behind the hospital.
Okay.
And one of his neighbors came home from work one day, and the front door was ajar. She didn't think anything of it, and she went upstairs to her bedroom, and there stood this man wearing her underwear.
Oh, good.
So she said, you never saw me go down a flight of stairs so fast in my life.
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, let's see what else these...
Did the governor live behind the hospital?
I'm sorry?
Did the governor live behind the hospital?
Governor Grant, no. Which is she?
She lived off of Hagerty, south of 6 Mile, between 5 and 6.
Oh, okay. So.
If you know where Cantoro's is, the Cantoro Market?
Yes, I do.
It's kind of across Hagerty from that.
West,
yeah.
Mayor.
That was the reception desk.
That was,
for visitors.
Right. When I first started working there, we had a switchboard. That's how you got all your calls. And the switchboard operator was back. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, you put the ones in and all that.
Yeah.
So would this be kind of, we had a picture of a building, I don't know where it is, that said admissions on it.
No, that was in a different area.
This is totally different.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that's the lobby.
Yeah, there was an admissions.
Mm-hmm. It would be building.
B building.
Mm-hmm.
So when they'd be court ordered to come to the facility, they'd show up at that admissions building, and that's where they'd be processed and kind of sent to their unit, or do you know how that
they
worked?
Didn't have a court order at that time. You okay. had to be petitioned into a hospital, and a petition could be written by a family member, okay. and then I think after that you had to have a second petition that was by a mental health professional. It could be a social worker, a psychologist, and then...
and then you went to court.
Then you came in, and I do remember when I first started working there, we had direct admissions that came in. You know, somebody off the street could just come in the door.
If they voluntarily wanted and felt they needed it.
Right.
Okay.
But later, there was a gatekeeper, and somebody else made the decision to send them. So we knew in advance that we had admissions coming in. But they went to that admissions area, they came in, their paperwork was reviewed, and then they were seen by a psychiatrist for a brief mental status. And then when they were admitted, they also had a physical exam done there. And I think most cases they were showered before
the big sign?
Before they went up to their unit.
Okay, and then at some point then they'd have their court appearance, which was done right,
right
there on the grounds.
Right.
And they officially kind of...
I remember when my dad was being diagnosed with Parkinson's. The fifth floor at Botsford Hospital was the mental health. And for him to stay in there for... It was like 4 or 5 days while they were doing their testing and diagnosis. Mm-hmm. We had to get a court order for them to keep him because he wasn't terribly happy about
it.
Yeah. He didn't. Of course, he didn't realize what was going on. Oh boy.
Oh, that's real bad shit.
There's a mobile for you.
It's gotten worse.
It got worse.
Question for you. When they tore the main building down, was it cost, the asbestos? Why didn't they implode it?
They couldn't. It was too well built.
Oh, too well built?
Yeah. Mm. When we went through a couple of cycles, the first was, can we save this building and make it into lofts? Wouldn't that
would have been cool.
Out of Traverse City.
Of course, this building had no character.
Yeah, where that
Traverse City does. We've been through that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the there was going to be too much work to get plumbing run and what have you, and they said the building is full of asbestos.
Yeah.
So we can't do that. All right. So we're going to have to tear it down. And they said, you know, you're going to implode it. What are you going to do? And they said, and oh, they chopped holes in the walls and came back. They said, no, because this was also a bomb shelter. It was a nuclear bomb shelter.
Yeah, we had all kinds of rations down in the basement for a period of time.
And the, what? Now that's a picture I haven't seen before. With the construction
it's going up.
$65 million. Wow.
How much today if they built that?
And they said, well, we're going to have to chew it down, which is what they did. They had this big... Then, so what's it going to cost? Well, it's going to cost $5 million to take down A, B, and C. And this, the state sold us the old women's prison at Five Mile and
Scott
Beck for a dollar. If we used it for a public purpose. And it was right when Wayne County was starting to have problems with their fail jail downtown. Okay. What are we going to do? And some people in Livonia said, well, there's a perfectly good empty jail sitting out here in Northville. Make that the new Wayne County Jail. And we had a contractor on site and had it torn down in 90 days. There was no way that was going to be the new Wayne County Jail.
Yeah.
So we sold the property. We got $5 million. The state got $3 or $4 million. And we used it for this demolition. That was the deal we had with the state. So they start taking it apart, and guess what? Some genius has mixed asbestos into the mortar.
Oh,
holding all the bricks together. For insulation.
They loved asbestos back in the 40s and 50s.
So they... Yeah, you drop a thermometer with mercury in it now, and they evacuate the whole building, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we played with
it. We played with it, yeah. You roll it in your hand. And
yeah.
So they wrapped the entire building in plastic, literally.
I didn't see that.
And took it apart, brick by brick. And I have drone photos of the whole demo. If you want to see them, I'll get them for you. The... And oh, by the way, that's another $3.5 million. So it took $8.5 million to take down A and B, and we just couldn't take down C. And then we still have 11 buildings left.
Yeah. When's C building coming down?
When we come up with a couple $1 million.
I want to see that when that happens. Because I spent all my life, work life.
Good part of your life.
Yeah.
Do you have any personnel or anybody that interested in buying the rest of the property?
The property is owned by the township, and the language in the bond with which we bought the property says it shall be used for passive recreation. So it's going to be a park.
And there's a plan, I think, that's been approved, right?
Oh, yeah.
For the plan's been approved. There was that whole option they did with the plans, and they settled on it, correct?
Yeah, we have a plan with it's a 30 to 50 year plan over time. That's the one I showed at the end of the presentation.
Right.
Which is the first part is going to be done this year, in 2020.
So,
do we have, should we wrap this up though, or do
we
have?
Should we try out the name of the path?
Go ahead.
So we're building a path, a walking path through the old woods that are off to the left here toward Haggerty. And somebody said, well, we've got a good name for that path. The psychopath.
Oh my goodness. I don't think so.
I just did have a couple questions wrapping up. In some of the photos, which Fred didn't come across one of them, there was a dentist chair. So my question would be, like with things that were done for convenience, the courthouse there, were hairdressers and dentists brought in for convenience purposes to provide care to the
There was a dentist. I believe he was an employee of the hospital. So, yes, it was a dental office. Patients received dental exams as part of the admission. Well, not immediately, but they did get a dental exam, and he did fillings and teeth extractions and things like that. We had a beauty shop and a barber shop. That was part of the activity therapy department also. We had hairdressers, barbers and cosmetologists licensed that were on staff. They were part of the employees.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
There was a post office.
Yes, there was a post office. And that's where either mail going from one section of the hospital to another, whether it's from a department to a unit or to another department or from unit to unit. Yes, I do. Was brought down there. And then every day staff from the units would go down and pick it up. And outgoing mail could go out through there that patients had being sent out, or mail that they were receiving came in there. And then it was put in the unit mailboxes, and someone would pick it up.
So the thing that keeps coming to mind to me is, truly, when I think of this, and I think it could have been its own little standalone community. If it had some shopping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really a full little community all in of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Not being in the mental health care field myself,
are being exposed to it much. Have you ever seen anything like it before or after? I mean, was it truly a standout? I mean,
I would say yes, it was its own community. No, there wasn't shopping. We did do outings with patients and took them shopping and that. But yeah, I would say we were our own little community. And I mean, the fact that it's been closed now for, what, 17 years almost? Mm-hmm. And there's a Facebook page with former employees on there. We still feel close-knit. Mm-hmm. And there are some reunions that happen with different groups. Nursing is a big one that do reunions at different points in time. They meet at a restaurant or they go out to Heinz Park or something like that. So we were family.
There were a lot of people that worked there.
Yes.
Do you think in a way it was better than facilities today? Was it a better plan? Just not a feasible plan?
I mean, in terms of it being its own community?
In terms of treatment.
Oh, treatment?
And how they're handled and versus today,
well,
versus then.
I think it depends on where you look. I mean, state hospitals are totally different than a little psychiatric unit in a private hospital. Mm-hmm. Those tend to be short-term. They come in for, you know, maybe 3 to 5 days. They get on medications, they're stabilized, and they go out. The type of population that you have in a state hospital is more chronic, long-term mental health issues, and it takes longer to stabilize it. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to have the right kind of environment in the community to send them back to. And that's where Michigan really lags. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've said that for a long, long time. There are mental health clinics out there, and that's fine, but so many of the patients need some kind of structure to their day, and there aren't a lot of, like, day treatment programs to provide that.
So Northville Psychiatric Hospital, if they would have been more feasible and could have kept it running, would have provided that.
I think it was a big mistake, and not because I work there, but I think just looking at the services that are available in Michigan to those with mental illness, that there is a place for facilities like that. Not everybody with, unless they have very specific support systems out in the community, can survive out there. And that's what we try to do in the remaining, I mean, there's hardly any remaining ones. There's Walter Reuther, and there's Caro Center, which now is adult mental illness, and you've got Kalamazoo. That's it, folks.
That's it for state.
Yes.
And Hawthorne.
Yes. Well, Hawthorne caters just to the children's kids population, but as far as adults, that's it.
And okay. It sounds like you had said the grounds were, when you went there, beautiful. Would you say up until closing? I mean, because we see these pictures and it looks horrific, but when you left,
It was still in good shape.
Yeah. It was still in good repair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I already know the answer to this based on you seeing the pictures, but had you never gone back to see it after it closed?
I got to go back after it had been closed for, I think it was in like November of 2003. I went back with my supervisor at Walter Reuther to look at equipment and supplies that we might be able to bring in. And, of course, it didn't look like that. But I've gone on Facebook different times, YouTube.
And there's all kinds.
And seen what, first of all, just the deterioration of the facility itself because of age. And then, secondly, what people had done to it. It was sickening.
Yes.
Just sickening.
How bad. Yes.
And then when I came along 7 Mile and saw that happening, that was just very depressing. But we all wondered when it was going to happen because it was so long that the hospital had been closed. And there's still many people that think they closed down the wrong hospital. That there were good things that were happening out of it.
not, I mean, I won't deny that there were bad things that happened there and that there was mismanagement at different times and that, but I would say in the 10 years, 12 years prior to it closing, there were a lot of good things happening there. I brought a couple other things just to show you what we had done. We had door decorating contests where the patients would decorate the doors to the outside doors to their units, and then we would have judging. There would be certain criteria that they had to do. And then we saw those. And then we did fair days. We did track and field events outside. We did a very elaborate patient fair. This was done in the back of the breezeway between B and C building. We built a gold mine, and the patients went in there and they found gold nuggets, and then they were able to go to the general store and trade them in for little token gift things that we had done.
As far as scanning these, how can we do that and get them back to you?
Do you trust us with them?
I trust you with them. I have pictures with staff in there too. I don't know, do you want those or no?
You certainly don't want patients.
No, there's no patients because we were not allowed to do that. Okay.
Are you going to, I know you want the history of the building, and are you going to have a display of stuff,
you got some pictures.
Right, just going to have like an archive.
For right now, we're just collecting and archiving things and storing them.
Because we don't have a museum situation that we can put a display up.
Like you said, you have that chair, and you said you have the big main sign.
We did. We don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Just because of the disrepair that it was in really nothing concrete to do with it or store or keep it. I believe that
we had seen
someone did take part of it.
Yeah, these are the ones
Margie's
we've seen.
I'm not sure, but we don't have it anymore.
We had already seen these. This group we had already seen when we had seen.
Right. Yes, she wanted to know if he wanted those to copy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you want any of these? She wants you to take what you want to copy. I don't know if who's copying them. I can copy them or whatever.
I'd like to copy them all.
Okay. Well, you can take those two if you want.
And then we're going to copy the back so we have the
information. And we will get them back to you, and I will give you some of our pictures.
Oh, that would be
videos.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I brought a little bit of show and tell.
Okay.
A mug. It says our logo and the name. You know the hospital had three different names in its history. It was started out at Northville State Hospital, which was when I started working there. And then I can't remember when the name changed, but it was Northville Regional Psychiatric Hospital. And then at some point they dropped the regional. It was just Northville Psychiatric Hospital.
Okay.
So on the back was it would make a difference.
When it closed, it was just Northville Psychiatric Hospital. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we had mugs.
Had the sign been changed?
Yes.
Oh, it had.
Every time there was a name change, the sign got changed. Then my business card from there. And then we had a very active employee appreciation committee to help with staff morale. And they did fundraisers, and they just did things to help the staff show their pride. So they had a number of shirt sales and sweatshirt sales.
For goodness sake. So
we could buy shirts, and then they would designate Show Your Spirit Day, and you would wear your shirts.
2002, okay,
Yeah, this was for the 50th anniversary. We had a big party for 50th anniversary. It was a beautiful day. It was outside. We had entertainment, and it was for the patients and the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when the director came down from Lansing to give us our little tour, I came away with the sense that the staff cared very much for the patients.
Mm-hmm. They did. They did. I mean, staff would bring in their clothing that they were going to discard, mm-hmm. and give it to the patients, because some patients came in, they really had nothing, and although the hospital would give them clothing,
it was pretty basic.
It was pretty basic, yeah. I told you that we had had a celebration of sorts to commemorate when we got out from underneath the consent decree, and this was the program that we had had, and our speakers. And then the...
You can copy that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can copy that if you'd like. And then... for our anniversary, our celebration, they did a commemoration of dedicated services, and it doesn't have all the staff of the hospital, but it has a lot of them broken down by units and departments. And
oh, that would be good.
Done, and
yeah,
all the employees have gotten
that.
Yeah,
would
love to
that.
Be great. Yeah. Would you? I'm going to bring this back to you.
Okay.
Would you mind giving me your address so
yeah.
I can do that?
Okay. 415 Winslow, Winslow, mm-hmm. Circle, Commerce Township, 48390.
Okay.
Yeah, that was going to be my question for you, because I could add you to our community of we have of supporters that we have. If you're interested, we send out notices when Joe's giving presentations
yeah, sure.
and things like that, events that we have, and you'll get things that you're probably not interested in, but you'll get information when
sure.
Joe does his presentation and things like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Be of interest to you.
Yeah.
So if you want to give Joe your offer, if you don't mind, I have your email.
I've got it.
We use your address
okay.
and your email,
yeah.
and we send out a lot of email blasts. So
okay.
A few, just a couple mailers a year.
I wanted to ask you something. This rumor about valet parking, I don't know. I never heard of anything like that. I missed that rumor.
That's the one we were asking you about, the African American man.
Oh, that. Oh okay. All right.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. That was, it wasn't about, because I could see where you could say, was there valet parking at the hospital?
That's what I was thinking. Oh, okay.
So it was the Rockies.
We just kind of put it there for our own notation. So at
yeah.
the end, we could
so.
Just kind of.
Yeah, and I wrote down in my
there
notes
was any
here.
Any of the little rumors we had, that's what we called our little urban legend
I
intersection.
See.
So I wrote down in my notes here, could have happened.
Could have happened, yeah, I don't know.
They recovered the car in Detroit.
I tell you, you know what's going on in Northfield. When we lived there in Innsbruck, that little shopping center was, I think, an A&P or
yes,
Farmer Jack.
Yes, it was an A&P, I think.
Farmer Jack.
Oh, it was Farmer
started
Jack?
Started as a Farmer Jack.
Okay.
Why has that building been empty for 20 years?
You know
I
reason,
know,
right?
I know yeah. personally, or I did before he passed away, I knew Mr. Cherry, the home improvement company that's in that building.
Towards the end.
Towards the end.
Towards
I knew
the
him.
Hospital side.
Yeah. There's a Cherry...
Yeah,
they're
out of there now.
Yeah, he passed away. But why is that? Because you've grown so much in that area.
The story.
why is that building empty?
The story that I have been told by the people that own the antique store
mm-hmm.
is that it's owned by a family that owns a big, successful car dealer. And they get enough rent from the antique store to cover their taxes and whatever little maintenance they're doing. And it's just easier to have it empty.
Oh,
why put up with tenants?
Oh, jeez.
I would be curious on why the township didn't go, okay,
I don't know.
Why do you got an empty building? Just?
Unless it's full of vermin, we can't condemn it.
Yeah.
Mm.
There was a proposal for McDonald Ford, the Ford dealer that was on 7 Mile,
mm-hmm. yeah.
to move over there. But there was some kind of a township ordinance about displaying cars between the building and the street or whatever.
Mm.
And that fell apart. And that's a good thing it did, because McDonald promptly closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's sitting there on prime property.
Yeah, like I said, you've built up so much in that area.
Yeah,
it would seem like an ideal place for a grocery store. Well, because you don't have any, I mean, you've got the Kroger that's in downtown Northville, and you've got Myers, but...
Part of it was Farmer Jack. Farmer Jack had like a 99-year lease on it, and when they moved over to Six and Haggerty, built their big new store, they had a provision in their lease that said it could not be leased to a competing grocery store.
Oh, I see.
And Farmer Jack did that everywhere. Everywhere you went around Detroit. So when they were collapsing, A&P, was A&P took it over?
Or Jack? Not sure, maybe.
One of them took the other one over. Anyway, A&P had it, and it's ideal for a grocery store. It was a grocery store.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Huh. Even though Farmer Jack is no longer in existence?
Mm-hmm. No, they're gone. Hmm. They're gone. And we miss Hillers very much.
But we live at 14 and Haggerty area, 14 and M5.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a Hillers there in the corner of 14 and
Haggerty. Oh, yeah.
Which is now a Kroger.
And we missed it. Oh.
Oh, I know.
I know everybody would say, oh, I wish Hillers was still there.
There's an awesome...
Kroger's... least expensive, but we know the food bill go down, but Hiller seemed to cater to what you wanted. And they always had what you wanted.
Yes.
In that same shopping center, there is a fabulous sushi place. If you like sushi, the place is called Sanka, like the coffee. Sushi. Oh my gosh, it's good.
A 4-year-old granddaughter will go there.
Yeah, it's her favorite.
What do you want for dinner? Sushi.
We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I was happy to do it.
This is a special treat for us to
get thank you very much
for information. And information, if you would post that, we would be open to other interviews.
Okay.
And then with that being said, if you have any suggestions for us on how the process went and worked and things we could add or change or whatever, we
actually, I think you really hit on good topic areas, because it provides information about the hospital and what's happened in the past, but also it allows further discussion so other things can be brought up. And showing the pictures, I think that's really helpful. It's too bad you couldn't find them from inside the building. I used to have some from inside the building too.
We'll work on preparing something maybe with a little more flow from the picture standpoint in correlation with it. You know, it's always a starting point, and the process gets refined.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you've covered all our bases, kind of, and good points of interest.
We want
points of interest from people
able
like,
to get
know,
back
who doesn't
into these
have a background.
I'm sure she'd like, I'd like to go through
that. For the preservation.
Get, especially, I know she'd probably like to go back through the activities building, if you can get in.
Just to look in the past.
You'll get a different perspective
when,
if you can talk to, someone that was in the social work.
We want to make a Hollywood movie.
Or
on the grounds,
a psychologist.
Too much liability.
And nursing staff. Nursing staff are going to see things very, very differently.
And you know, you'll
see a difference in perspective from a nursing supervisor to an RN to an RCA.
When you started the interview, the reason I asked you if you had worked specifically to mental health prior to coming here.
And they
say exactly what you said, which
they
is they all have their own point of interest, their own
love,
and you truly, in that field,
finish the
property. Family members is that you, it's either for you or it's not for you.
Exactly. No, there's no middle ground.
Right. I have one niece who's elderly, working with the elderly.
How do you go about doing that?
So she.
The good news that we have.
And I have another who's more in
is that
rehabilitation
our unfunded pension liabilities.
You've
probably heard a lot about throughout the communities throughout the state.
They each have
103% funded.
Right.
So we may be able to start accumulating some funds. to do that. So you're not going to.
This was very nice. Hope it wasn't too intimidating. I know, I put out there that we were going to videotape. I'm going to worry about it.
I wasn't worrying about it.
Yeah, we'll do it either way.
This is more comfortable because I felt like we were just talking.
Right. The developer bought the
And we do it the same way even with a video camera.
We bought all of the
It's just more talking. The thing
so
with the video camera allows us to show
yes,
the things
that
like
would be the plan. The taxes, the come off, whatever he builds there, will go into a pot, and
that's
what we
use. That's the only added to that.
Finish tearing down buildings. But it could be 20 years.
Based on how people feel
about it. He's a 20, 30, 50 year plan.
So, yeah, so we look forward to maybe some people will respond.
Looking
for more.
My kids will.
Doing more oral histories for us. So, if you want to give.
I don't know, but
you said it's a
close group. It's just.
Usually start off having
more
right now. How many times did I work?
So, if you wanted to give them my email to contact.
It started as Charlie's, didn't it?
It started as Northfield
Charlie's.
We just need to.
Originally, it was the bus.
Specify.
It was the bus depot.
It would be.
Originally, it was a gas station.
Originally, it was a gas station? Oh. Then it became.
Then it became the bus depot.
And then contact me and then we'll
set
them down. But we kind of like to try to tweak it and use the same format.
Mm-hmm.
So we get all the different perspectives that you talked about.
This is all still taping, isn't it?
Yeah, we can turn this off.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Well.